Welcome to the Russell Got, well, you know, edition of the Block Party for the week of December 29th, 2009. You know the deal by now. We have the iTunes feed, the link at the upper left, or the dedicated webpage at www.blockpartypodcast.com. This week we start with the Survivor finale, but let's see how we got there first. The five left were Nick, Brett, Jason, Russell Hance, and Natalie. In the first immunity challenge, Brett won his third immunity in a row, and Jason got voted out. In the final immunity challenge with the final four, Russell Hance wins his first and only immunity by outlasting Brett in a poll balancing stunt. Brett was voted out, and the final jury got to decide between Mick, Russell, and Natalie. Russell was cocky and confident and thought he was going to get the $1 million. He was pretty much sure about it. But the jury didn't agree and voted 7-2-0. Mick, of course, got zip. To give Natalie White, a 26-year-old pharmaceutical rep, the title of sole survivor and the $1 million check that went along with it. John and Shambo were the only people who voted for Russell to get the cash. He did receive $100,000 as the Sprint Player of the Season, which was voted on by fans. Also, if you do or not know, he gets $100,000 for finishing in second place, so he picked up a nice check for $200,000. The reaction was instant and swift. Most people felt that Russell was the best player and Natalie rode his coattails to victory. Even host Jeff Probst on his Entertainment Weekly blog thought so as well. He wrote, quote, "I think Russell was a victim of a jury of bitter people. I am not taking anything away from Natalie. She clearly did a great job of reading the group dynamic of the jury, and as a result, she deserves the money. Oftentimes on Survivor, the vote does come down to a choice where a determining factor is, quote, how nice someone is, unquote, but that's usually when all other criteria are being considered as equal. That doesn't hold up this season. This season was so lopsided in terms of one person completely dominating the game, which was Russell, that to not give him the money and the title is a bit silly. If I were playing Survivor, no matter how much I despised someone, if they kicked my ass in the game, I would give it to them, period. Outwit, outplay. No one outwitted or outplayed Russell, not even close." On his blog, he continued, question, "Did Natalie play a better game than Russell? Answer, for me, that's a bit easier to answer. I don't think that Natalie played a better game, but rather was the right person in the right position who made one very good strategic move, and that was to stay out of Russell's way, and as a result, she ended up with the money. But to be fair, a very good counter-argument is that Natalie used her strengths, avoided her weaknesses, and by taking this active approach to the game, she put herself in a position to win the money, and it paid off. It's a counter-argument, but not one I'm fond of supporting." Although he was upset at the reunion special, Russell does have a bit of sense of humor. He opened a website the night before the live finale called RussellGotScrewed.com. That's www.RussellGotScrewed.com. Any vote or t-shirt sale will have a part of the proceeds donated to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, which is a pretty cool idea. As for me, I agree with Jeff. I don't care if this is supposed to be a social game, and I know a lot of people put that as a certain sort of emphasis in the dynamic of Survivor. Russell stayed true to the Survivor credo. He outwitted, outlasted, and outplayed everyone in the Survivor Samoa cast. They were exactly how Russell characterized them. Easily manipulated babies who were bitter that they got played and decided to give Natalie the money because they were upset. The vote wasn't for Natalie, it was against Russell. But don't feel too bad for him, though. He is rumored to be getting a second bite at the $1 million apple. Survivor, Heroes vs. Villains is premiering February 11th, 2010 on CBS and is the 20th edition of the show. It's also the third All-Star edition of the show after Survivor All-Stars and Survivor Fans vs. Favorites. Russell and 19 other past contestants get another chance to be named sole survivor and another $1 million check is offered. This season was a classic Survivor series. season. Russell was hated by some, loved by most, and has a huge advantage if he is going back to Samoa to play one more time. Heroes versus Villains is going to be a Survivor fan's dream season, and I can't wait for it. Finally, American Idol fans better start preparing for the end of Simon Cowell's run on the show. And the person who let this cat out of the bag was Simon's brother, Tony Cowell. According to multiple sources, Tony said this on his podcast called Fame Game. Quote, "Meanwhile, Simon prepares for a new season of Idol, or should I say his last season of Idol. Okay, I will, because it is. As I sit here in the sunny Caribbean with my family, a press statement is being prepared which will confirm what everyone expected. Simon will leave Idol at the end of 2010 to concentrate on bringing the American version of The X Factor to the US TV in 2011. This is a huge bombshell of truth. I know Cowell loves to control how information gets out, but if his brother leaked this months before it happened, this could be a huge blow to the Fox franchise. Or, looking at it a little bit in a cynical view, the Cowell brothers let it leak on purpose as a negotiating ploy to get Cowell on board for even more cash. Either way, Simon Cowell's name is going to be on a lot of people's lips next year in 2010. Quick Hits time. Congratulations to the a cappella group Nota, who won NBC's The Sing-Off this past week. GSN has marathons of Family Feud, Deal or No Deal, and One Versus 100 to tide you through the holiday season. On December 31st, The Price is Right will have a Best of 2009 prize-laden show as voted by fans. One of those prizes is going to be that 67 Stingray Corvette we saw earlier in the year. Wheel and Jeopardy get mobile updates in the first quarter of 2010. Catch 21 from GSN is a free iPhone app, and Xbox Live members are going to get a free trial version of One Versus 100 during Christmas week because a lot of people are getting their new consoles and Xbox Lives and wireless adapters and all that good stuff. Mark Burnett talks up our little genius. CBS has announced its mid-season schedule. The 16th version of The Amazing Race, which has had a great year this year, is coming back on February 14th. Well, nice birthday present for me. As stated earlier, Survivor Heroes vs. Villains comes back on February 11th, and there will be a Best of Survivor special called Surviving Survivor the week before. Condolences go out to the families of Alina Raid Hall and Connie Dixon, who passed away this week. Joey Fatone, formerly of The Singing Bee, is going to be a father for the second time. Congratulations. Trista Wren thinks that a lot more people are going on shows like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette to get more public screen time. The show is a little tainted now, she told E! Online. People know the right things to say and do and how to act. When we were on it, that was Trista and her husband-to-be, I believe it was to her husband-to-be, it was more innocent. It came from a pure place, and I'm sure many people go on now just to be part of the public eye. This story has a little bit of an ick factor. Shane Sparks, a judge on MTV's America's Best Dance Crew, has been arrested and charged with 9 counts of child molestation. Okay, yuck. This next story, though, is not so icky. Jamie Edmondson, who finished second with her partner Kara in season 14 of The Amazing Race, is missed January 2010 in this month's issue of Playboy. Yum. Fox has said no to the UK import The Cube. February 1st brings us seasons 2 of The Cake Off and RuPaul's Drag Race. And Donald Trump is going to host Donald J. Trump's Fabulous World of Golf, preparing in the springtime on April 26th on the Golf Channel. Trump will host the show where pro golfers and athletes and celebrities will compete head-to-head for their favorite charities on various Trump-owned courses around the United States. That's all for this time around. This is Jason Block reminding you you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/beattheblock. And, of course, as always, don't just play fair, play to win. The Block Party Podcast is a production of GameShowNewsNet.com, copyright 2009.
My recording engineer is Ivy Reisner. The opinions expressed in the Block Party Podcast do not necessarily reflect those opinions held by GameshowNewsNet.com as a whole. Some of the music provided for today's podcast was provided by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.